I'm going to wrap up today. We looked last week, Tuesday through Friday. I was looking at, we start with the book of Joshua. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 9, we looked at that verse. And my point in looking in that verse was just to show you an example of how the word builds upon the word. There's a word called intertextuality, which basically means the word builds upon the word supports the word. And if you're looking to see the truth of the word, if you read the word sometimes and you feel like, well, you know, I just don't understand the word a lot. If you look at the word and you read the word, maybe sometimes, maybe even this weekend, you read something, you think, man, I wish I understood more what that was. One of the great things about the word is the word explains the word. The more that I know the word, the more that that word builds upon itself. The more time that I spend in the Word, and I see this happen all the time in my life, and the same thing will be true for you. The more time that you spend in the Word, it's amazing how many times you read something in the Word of God. And if you think about it, and it's not one of those things where you read it, you set it aside, and it's not a part of your life. But if you read it, you think about it, you set it aside, you meditate upon it, you keep it in your mind, and you keep coming back to it, you set it aside so you can come back to it later, and you think about it. Once you get that, it's amazing how you'll read another verse maybe the next day, a couple days later. And because you already read something else in the Word of God, what you just read today builds upon what you read a couple days ago or yesterday. It's amazing to me how many times I read the Word of God, and because that Word is stored up inside of me, as I'm reading something else, I understand it because of what I just read yesterday or the day before or multiple days, you know, multiple things that I've read. The Word builds upon the Word, and the Word supports itself. So in trying to show you this or demonstrate this, we were looking at Joshua 1:9 just as an example. Because my point was, the more of the Word you get, the stronger that you get. But the Word does build upon the Word. And I believe the Holy Spirit, if you ask, I believe the Holy Spirit will show you. Every time you open up the Word of God, I believe the Holy Spirit will show you new things. I believe the Holy Spirit will open up your soul to receive truth when you're reading it, to bring you revelation specific to you, specific for your day, specifically speaking to you, teaching and training you. I believe that. But I also believe we can use some of the tools that we have. And one of the tools that I've been looking at is the center text, the center text references, you know, or sometimes the references at the bottom. But the references that you see in the Word of God, you know, a lot of Bibles have those references. And you'll look at a specific verse. And if you go to the references, it'll show you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different verses that are similar or tied to or share that point. And you can take those references, you go to those references, and it will add more things, more truth to what you just read. So that's what we've been looking at. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 9, it says in the Amplified Bible, "Have I not commanded you, be strong, vigorous, and courageous? Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." If you read it in the King James, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God be with thee, whithersoever you go." So God is telling us that wherever you go, He's with us. And we looked at that, and my point was, we can read that and we can say, I believe that God is telling me that, well, even not telling, He said, "Have I not commanded you?" God has commanded us to be strong, to be courageous in our lives. He's commanded us not to be afraid or dismayed. So if I believe that He commanded that, I also know He's not going to command me to do something that He's not going to empower me to do. So I can believe all that, but how do I achieve that in my life? And so we were looking at the set of references, and I was just showing you some of the threads. And so we've looked at different verses, and I want to finish up with this, because that thread takes us in part, and it goes beyond this. And you can keep adding even beyond this. But I wanted to demonstrate this to you. So we looked at a number of points last week, 4 different points, just by using those threads. So if the question is, how is it that I'm able to be, God, how am I able to be in you, strong and courageous, not giving myself over to fear and not being dismayed over a situation? How do I do that? How do I accomplish that? We saw 4 different points by just looking at other verses. Letting the Word build upon the Word, we could see, well, here's a way we do that. Here's another way we do that. Here's another way. And I want to kind of wrap it up today by going to another reference, which is in Habakkuk chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 2 through 4, but I really want to focus on verse number 4. And we'll end today. But again, you could keep going with references. And the great part about references, you know, you can look at the references that you got from Joshua chapter 1, verse number 9, and you go to those references, and those references will have references. And it's amazing how much you can build upon and get your knowledge and your understanding. And I truly believe if you go to the Word of God with that expectation that as you open it up and as you see the things of the Word of God, and as you go from verse to verse, it's going to build upon itself, but the Holy Spirit himself is going to show you things from that. I believe that. So here we are, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. And again, we're trying to answer the question, how is it then that, God, I can be, if you've commanded me to be strong, to be courageous, to not be afraid or not be dismayed, how do I do that? How do I accomplish that? So verse number 2 says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on the tablets, that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end, fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint, though it tarry, wait earnestly for it." We've seen the word wait multiple times here in these references. "Wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come to pass, and it will not be behindhand or on its appointed day. Look at the proud. His soul is not straight or tight within him. But the rigidly just and the uncompromisingly righteous man will live by his faith and his faithfulness." So we're going to look at one other verse beyond this. But what we see here, because we build upon that, and we've seen time and time again that in the references that we've looked at, the other word we've looked at, trying to find out how is it that we can fulfill that command, that we can be strong and courageous, that we can be not fearful, not dismayed by situations. How is it that we do that? So we've seen other suggestions, and oftentimes we've seen those points, they've focused on the word wait. You know, a lot of it is we just have to wait and be patient upon him. And if you're not feeling strong and courageous today, if you do feel like there's fear and that it's easy for you to be dismayed, if you believe that the word of God, if he's commanded you to be strong, to be courageous, and to not be fearful, if you believe that, and you believe that he can accomplish that in you, and we looked at from the very first day that he's already in you, because Jesus is already in you, those qualities are already in you, it's just a matter of bringing those things to the surface. Bringing those things from the spiritual part, from your spirit realm, from your spirit, which is where Jesus, the Holy Spirit, dwells, from bringing them from your spirit to your life, through your soul and into your life. Through your soul being your mind, your body, I'm sorry, your mind, your intellect, your personality, your will. You have to willfully decide that I want to bring those things. I believe those things are true, and so I'm going to bring those things to the forefront. I'm going to be strong and courageous. And oftentimes we see that word wait. As we've gone through all the different references, we've seen that word wait. Sometimes it's just trusting and waiting on him. If I trust him and I'm waiting on him, in other words, I'm waiting in faith, my focus is on him, I'm trusting him. If this is the attitude that I have, as opposed to, it doesn't work before, I don't know how it's going to work now, God wants me to be not fearful, he wants me to not be dismayed, but I don't know how to do that. Well, instead of going that route, if I'm just quietly, patiently waiting on him, focusing on him, what's going to happen is those qualities that are inside of me are going to rise up. They're already inside of you, and it's not qualities that you have to develop. If you would say that you yourself are not a strong person, if you would say that you yourself are not a courageous person, it doesn't matter. You don't have to somehow develop strength and courage, somehow make that happen within you. You don't have to. Those qualities, you may not feel that they're yours, but they are the qualities of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is in you. So those qualities are already inside of you. You don't have to develop them on your own. They're already there. And we develop them through all the different things we've looked at, including the importance of waiting in peace and letting that which is Jesus Christ in me come to the forefront. Letting that be what comes. And how do we do that? While I'm waiting, how do I do that? Well, we can see that in verse number 4. Verse number 3, he does say, wait earnestly for it, because it will come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. You know, you read that in the King James. It says, behold, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. If we wait upon God, if I trust that his word is true and I just wait upon him, if I trust that his word is true and I'm just waiting in faith for him, those things that are already in me are going to be those things that take the lead, that take the supremacy. They come, they surface within me. And here's how I help bring that about. Verse number 4. Look at the proud. his soul is not straight or right within him. But the rigidly just and the uncompromisingly righteous man shall live by his faith and in his faithfulness. Shall live by his faith and in his faithfulness. Now, if we move ahead to Romans chapter 1, verse number 17, which, by the way, is a reference that it has. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both by springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith, as it is written, a man who through faith is just and upright shall live, and he shall live by faith. So, what does all that mean? Well, first of all, we've already established, we need to wait upon the Lord. We just wait. We wait in faith. We know that those qualities are there. And if I can wait upon the Lord and just put my focus on Him and not focus on the qualities that I know from my own history, I've not had strength. I've not had courage. If I can take my focus off of that and just wait on Him and focus on Him and know that He dwells within me and believe what He has said and believe what He's invested in me, then those very qualities will rise to the surface. So the waiting is a part of it. But then the other part of it is this beautiful, beautiful portion, second half of Romans 1:17. Both springing from faith and leading to faith. So, faith is already in us. Oh, you might say, well, Todd, I'm not sure I have a lot of faith. Listen, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you've accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, you've got all the faith you need. Because it took faith to be able to believe for that which you can't see. You can't see the things that Jesus did. Did you see your sins being taken away? Did you see that? No. You trusted and you're in faith and you in faith believed what you knew. The Word said and the Word promised, and you believed it. And you believed it because, and I'll tell you why, the Word of God also tells us that it's His faith. He gives us the faith that we need. It's His faith that gives me the faith to be able to believe these things. So we already have the faith that is within us. And faith, this is what it says, springing from faith, I have His faith already in me, so do you. And leading to faith, His faith leads to more faith. There's a building process that takes place. The more that I exercise and the more that I stand on that faith, the greater and the more faith, it's not that I get more faith, but the more that that faith operates, the more that I see the results of that faith and the stronger that that faith gets. And then I love this. This is how it ends. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by that faith. Let me go back and read this again. Both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. As you trust, as I sit and I wait upon the Lord. And in waiting upon the Lord, I'm trusting Him. I'm not dwelling upon my failures on being strong. I'm not dwelling upon my lack of courage. I'm waiting upon Him because I know that He dwells in me. And I know that those characteristics are in me because He's in me. They're His characteristics. But they will become a part of who I am as I allow Him, as I wait upon Him and trust Him and rely upon Him and put my faith in Him. And as I sit and just stir that faith, faith builds upon faith. In the same way that we show that the Word builds upon the Word, and that's how this whole thing comes full cycle. In the same way that we've been establishing that the Word builds upon the Word and the Word supports the Word. Well, in the same way, faith builds upon faith, and faith supports faith. You've already got faith within you. You have all the faith you need. You don't need any more faith. All we have to do is trust. It's that waiting on Him, taking our eyes off of the problem, off of the situations, putting our eyes upon Him and His Word, and knowing that it isn't up to me. All I have to do is just put my trust and my reliance upon Him, and that faith which is in me, and all the characteristics of that faith, all those characteristics of Jesus Christ, as I just put my faith in Him, all of those characteristics, the strength, the courage, the ability to not be dismayed when situations come, start to rise up inside of me because it's His faith that is already inside of me. His faith is already inside of me. And faith builds upon faith. So, let's look at what we've learned from all of this. Whatever part of the Word that you're looking at, if you've heard three different people give you three different answers on what a certain verse means and you're just confused, spend some time in the Word. The Word will show you exactly what the Word means. The more you know the Word, the more it's going to the more it's going to explain itself, because the Word builds upon the Word. And as you let the Word build upon the Word, and you can see that, this is what I've been showing you, just look at the Word. It'll give you references. Just build up that Word. If you have a verse you're not sure of, just build up that Word. Just find all the references that go to it. And you're going to see that that builds upon the Word. And we've looked over the last 5 days at all the different points that you can look at. Today's final one, wait upon the Lord and wait in faith. And those qualities that are already in you, those qualities of Jesus Christ that are already inside of you, those will come to the surface. As in faith, you wait upon Him. And as we looked at the Word builds upon the Word, we end by saying here in Romans chapter 1, verse number 17, that faith builds upon faith. It's not that you're getting more faith. It's the faith that you have is strengthened and it builds upon faith. And the faith that you need is already inside of you because it's His faith. His faith that He's given you. And you build it. You continue to strengthen it by your waiting on Him and trusting in Him.